Praise the Lord. Everybody excited? Hey, that's good. Turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians. First Thessalonians chapter 4.
Amen.
First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. Father, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you, Father. God, that your word is living, your word is alive, Father. We thank you, Father God, that we can come, Lord God, into your presence, Lord God. And God, we are here to please you, Father. And so, God, as we look into your word, Father, God, as we seek you, as we desire to know you more, Lord God, to see you, to hear you, Lord God, to touch you, Lord God, God, would you help us to know how to please you, Lord, in everything we do and everything we say, Lord God. God, may it be pleasing to you, Father. And God, may this message be pleasing to you, Father. God, we love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. You may be seated. The title of the message is Pleasing God. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Yes.
Without faith, it's impossible to please God. How many want to please God?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Anyone that wants to approach God, how many want to approach God? Anybody that wants to approach God must believe both that he exists. That he exists, there is a God.
Yes.
And then he cares enough to respond to you as you seek him. Mm-hmm. We serve a good God, an awesome God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at some things that please God. How many is ready? Amen. How many want to please God? How many are excited about pleasing God? Hallelujah. Number one, it pleases God when we believe by faith that God is real. Mm-hmm. Not a higher power, not the guy upstairs. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Amen.
He is El Elyon, the God Most High. He is Elohim, the everlasting God. He is El Roy, the God who sees. He is El Shaddai, the God Almighty. He is Elohim, the Creator. He's Jehovah Nisi. He's the Lord, my banner. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth. And it goes on and on. As you look through the Bible, there are titles and names of God. There are thousands. If you was to take everything back to the Greek and see those words that is God's names, you'd be amazed at how many times. Let God speak to you that he's real. He's alive. You know, when we come to him, when we come to worship, when we come to get in his presence, when we come to seek him with our whole heart, to find him, not just to spend a little bit of time with him, but to really seek him, to find him, to know him, yes, to know his heart. Hallelujah. Speak his name.
Amen.
He knows us by name.
That's right.
So when we come, you know, just speak his name.
Jesus.
If you can't think of any name, just say Abba. Abba, Father. He's our Father. He's a loving Father. He won't cast you out.
Nope.
He won't desert you. He's right there. He's our Father. He's a living God.
Yes.
He's alive.
Yes.
He breathes. He sees. He hears. He speaks.
Mm-hmm.
He experiences emotion. Come on. Joy. Anger. Love. He experiences these things.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's the creator of everything.
Yes, he is.
He's the creator. Number two, it pleases God when we acknowledge that we're lost.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Yeah. You can't imagine how much it pleased God when you come to him and you cried out and said, God, I'm a sinner.
Yep.
I'm lost. Without you, I'm going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just see the smile on God's face when he welcomes every person. He's always saying, come.
Yes.
He's always saying, come. He's not there with a big club.
Mm-mm.
To beat the sinner. He's not there to condemn.
Nope.
He's always there to welcome.
That's right.
To say, come. Come.
Come and
die. I know you're hurting.
Mm-hmm.
I know where you're at.
Yep.
I know you're lost.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're heading for hell.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have made a way.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If we want to experience freedom from sin, freedom from bondage, freedom from guilt, freedom from sorrow, we must come to God in faith.
Mm-hmm.
Only those who trust God, who believe in him, will find salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And salvation is a big word.
Yes,
there's a lot in salvation. I want to start this morning by reading you a story that was told by a man called Ronald Dunn. He was a preacher and a Christian writer, and the story is called The House That Grace Built. It's really an allegory of the Christian experience from conversion and the tragedy of many Christian experiences after conversion. I want you to listen close. Salvation is like a house built beside a broad and busy highway.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone else, I was born on that highway and was spending my life following it to its destination. At first, the trip had been exciting and almost effortless.
Yep.
The constant flow of the crowd carried me along. But the farther down the road I got, the more difficult things became. My original joy had dissipated, and I noticed that my fellow travelers rarely laughed anymore, and their occasional smiles seemed forced. The backpack I had been issued at the beginning of my journey had grown heavier every day. And I was now permanently stooped from its weight. Worst of all, I had been overtaken lately by an unexplainable fear of reaching the end of the highway. One day my attention was drawn suddenly to the side of the highway, to a magnificently constructed house. Over its narrow front doors, a sign silently announced in bold red letters, "Whosoever will may enter and find rest." I don't know how I knew it, But I realized that if I could reach the inside of this beautiful house, I would be saved from the highway and its destination. Pushing my way through the mass of indifferent travelers, I broke clear of the crowd and ran up the steps to the front door. But it was locked. Perhaps it's only stuck, I thought, and tried again. It refused to open. I was confused. Why would somebody put up a sign inviting people in and then lock the door to keep them out? Not knowing what else to do, I refused to return to the highway. I pounded on the door and shouted for someone on the inside to open it. And I tried to pick the lock, but it was useless. Suddenly a voice spoke my name, and I spun around. It was the builder of the house. He placed in my hand a key with one word carved on it: faith. Turning back to the door, I inserted the key into the lock, twisted it, and heard a reassuring click. The door swung open, and I stepped across the threshold. Immediately, the backpack fell from off my shoulders. My back began to straighten like a wilting flower reaching for the sunlight. And from deep within my soul, breathed a sigh of relief as an extraordinary sense of peace and well-being wrapped itself around me. The builder of the house welcomed me to my new home, explaining that everything in the house was now mine to enjoy. This was the house that Grace had built, and faith was the key. Now I want you to remember this. This was the house that Grace built, and faith was the key, he goes on. Surveying my new surroundings, I saw that the house of salvation was a house with many rooms, and I was only in the foyer. Across the way was a door marked Answered Prayer. Next to it was another, Daily Victory. And next to it, Every Need Supplied. Joy, peace, healing, deliverance, and on, the rows of doors, each promising some spiritual blessing, stretched endlessly throughout the house. The discovery of these other rooms puzzled me, for I failed to mention that the foyer in which I stood was jammed with people. It seemed that everyone who entered the house stopped in the foyer, never advancing beyond it, as though the foyer were the entire building. This was a little better than the highway. Couldn't they see there was more to the house of salvation than the foyer? Surely the builder intended every room to be occupied. Hadn't he said that everything in the house was ours to enjoy? I, for one, had no desire to spend my life standing in a foyer. This was my father's house. I was his child, and all he possessed was mine. I went to the door marked Answered Prayer, grabbed the knob and twisted. It was locked. I went to the next door, and the next, all were locked. But this time I didn't try to pick the lock or knock the door down. I remembered my encounter with the front door and knew I had a key for that. Although I had been in the house only a short time, I had somehow managed to accumulate a large number of other keys. Rummaging through my collection, I selected one tagged "Doing Your Best" and tried it. It didn't fit. nor the one-tag religious activity. The key of sincerity proved useless. Next, I tried the key of good works. I was getting desperate. But it was as powerless as the others. I was beginning to understand why the foyer was so crowded. And then I heard a familiar voice. It was the builder of the house. "Child," he said, "remember the key I gave you to enter the house?" "Yes, I remember." "What was it?" "Why, it was the key of faith," I answered. "Now listen," the builder said. "The key of faith is the master key that unlocks every door in the house. Faith is the master key of the Christian life. From start to finish, salvation is grace by faith, grace through faith. Everything we get in the Christian life, we get by grace through faith. Grace makes it available and faith accepts it. Grace is God's hand giving. Faith is man's hand receiving. Faith possesses what grace provides. Grace is God's part. Faith is man's part. It's our positive response to God's gracious offer. Everything God demands of man can be summed up in one word: faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. The just shall live by faith. Not just exist, but live. That abundant life that Jesus talked about is all received by faith. Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I ask that you show every person in this room the doors we have not opened, and release a wave of faith in this place today, that we may please Abba Father. Amen.
Amen.
Number 3, it pleases God when we trust Him, even if we can't see anything happening in the natural. It's called blind faith.
Amen.
I want to give you an illustration. A building was burning in New York's Harlem district some years ago. It was a blind girl. She was perched on the 4th floor, panicked about the flames coming from the windows all around her. She could not escape the fire, and no one could get to her to rescue her. Unfortunately, the alley beside the house was too narrow for the fire trucks to get in as well. The firefighters had no choice but to attempt to use a net to catch her as she fell. But they could not get her to jump. No matter how much they pleaded with her, they could not convince her to jump. She didn't believe they had a net or could catch her. She couldn't see anything. She was blind. And so she was afraid and unwilling to trust these strangers. Finally, her father arrived on the scene. And through a bullhorn, he told her to jump. That there was indeed enough men and a strong net to catch her. She could take him at his word. On her father's command, she jumped. So confident of her father's word that she was so relaxed after falling 4 floors, she landed without being tightened up. And so she didn't even have a single broken bone. Not even a strained muscle. She trusted completely in her father's word, and this saved her.
I want you to know, we have the Father's word.
That's right. Amen.
Even when it looks like nothing is happening, we can trust our Father. Blind faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Easy to say. How many want to please God? How many is ready to walk by faith and not by sight? It pleases God when we trust Him completely. Sold out. Totally confident. Just believe in Him. Number 4. It pleases God when we walk faithfully with Him. Galatians 5:25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. How many are ready to walk in the Spirit? In Genesis 5:21, and Enoch lived 65 years. He was 65 years old, and he had a son by the name of Methuselah. And Enoch walked after God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. He walked so close to God that he walked right up into heaven. Talk about no veil. Walked right through that veil. Right out of the natural world into the spiritual. Walked right up to heaven with God. Hebrews 11:5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Mm-hmm. What a testimony. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. 3 John 1:4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in faith. Can you just see God smiling when He sees His children walking in faith? Just trust in Him. Believe in Him. Psalm 16:11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In Thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. He'll show us the path of life. We just have to walk in it. Number 5. It pleases God when we receive His promises by faith. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. There was this two people. There was a poet and there was an artist. And they was examining a great painting representing the healing of the blind men of Jericho. To the poet, everything was excellent. The form of Christ, the grouping of the individuals, the expressions on the faces of the leading characters. Everything, the poet saw everything right. The artist, however, saw something different. He said, do you see the discarded cane laying there? When the blind man heard of Christ, he was so sure of being healed that he would no longer need it, he threw it down before he was healed. To the artist, he saw a man who hastened to Christ even before he could see. Firmly believing Jesus was God and would touch him. This was the confidence of faith. Some want proof first. But faith comes before proof. Blessed is the man who believes. When we come to God, trusting Him, believing Him, confident, coming boldly to the throne of grace to receive of God. God wants to give more than we're willing to receive.
Yes.
We have a problem with receiving.
Mm-hmm.
But God has no problem with grace. Can you just see God holding out grace?
Mm-hmm.
Now understand what grace is.
Yes.
Grace is everything.
Mm-hmm.
We sing the song about the table of grace.
Mm-hmm.
What a message in the table of grace. Phillips, Craig, and Green, and Dean sing the table of grace. It's just waiting. And God's saying,
come.
Just like salvation, all these doors and salvation. And everybody's standing in the foyer, milling around. And God's like,
mm-hmm.
Don't you know what else there is? So much God has for us. And He's just saying. Luke 12:32. Fear not, little flock. I guess this would be a little flock. Fear not, little flock. For it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's God's good pleasure.
Yes.
It's pleasing to God to give you the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's pleasing to God when you receive the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it like this. God has deposited the riches of heaven in my account and in your account.
Yes.
But unless I know how to write the check on that account, I'll spend my days in spiritual poverty and I'll remain in the foyer of the house that grace built, not opening any of the doors. Think about it. God's grace is waiting for you. Just use your key of faith to unlock the door to what you've been praying for. So if you're ready to use your key of faith, I want you to come. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you what's in the kingdom. I'm going to pray. As I pray, I want you to come with your key of faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. God, we love to please you, Father. God, we're so thankful that you saved us, Lord God. We're so thankful, Lord God, that you invited us into the house that Grace built. Thank you for your presence, God. Thank you for your glory, your mercy, your grace, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for showing us, Lord God, the doors that we haven't unlocked, Father. God, we just come trusting you, Father. Believing you, God. We come with the key of faith, Father. To receive your grace. To receive it, Lord God. God, not to live in poverty, Lord God. Not to live in lack, Lord God. But God, to just receive, Lord God. To come, Lord God, with the key of faith, Father. To unlock those doors, Father. Every need, Father, supplied, Lord God. Every need, Father. By faith, to enter the door into the house, the grace of God. Thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Even now, Lord God, I believe you're showing people doors, Lord God. God, the doors, Father, that we haven't walked through. Whether it be from fear, doubt, unbelief, whatever, Lord God. But God, this is a brand new day, a brand new season, Lord God. A brand new time, Lord God. A time, Lord God, when, God, we need everything that you have provided for us. Father, we believe revival is here, Lord God. And God, we need everything in your kingdom. Everything in your kingdom, Lord God, to glorify, to magnify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to please the Lord God Almighty, that rules and reigns forevermore. Hallelujah, God. And God, we just come, Lord God. We come, Lord God, trusting you, Lord God, believing you, Lord God. Hallelujah. If you want prayer, just come on up and I'll just pray with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I agree with you that your faith is going to unlock those doors today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God, I just come to his eye. And God, in the name of Jesus, I renounce all unbelief, all doubt, all fear, and I just release right now faith in the name of Jesus. Every door we open in Jesus' name. Every door.
Thank you.
Anybody has a word for people who are being prayed for? I believe God would even speak
to some people here today. In the name of the Lord, I release the kingdom, the presence of God, and the Spirit. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Father. God, you make us glad. God, it's our prayer to make you glad. God, you're good. You're awesome, Lord God. Your mighty, your glorious. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Just begin to praise us.